A lot of things are happening. A lot of things going down. Good stuff. Good stuff is happening. Good things going down. All around. Thank you for tuning into the What's the Matter with Me podcast. I had surgery. I went on vacation. I'm about to become a published author. You are tuned into the What's the Matter with Me podcast. My name is John. I'm 44 years old, husband, father of two, small business owner, radio DJ, podcaster. I have multiple sclerosis, trigeminal neuralgia, and I made this podcast to share what I'm going through. Thank you for tuning in. It's What's the Matter with Me time, y'all. Okay, surgery, vacation, published. Oh, hey, first of all, subscribers get the selfie for as long as we all live. It's a lifetime subscription. It reminds me I gotta take a selfie. I always forget to, like, comb my hair and do the obvious stuff. And I'm like, okay, let's photograph. Let me photograph myself. I think my glasses are all dirty. Oh. Hoppin' hot sauce, it's the best hot sauce. Hoppin' hot sauce, it's the best sauce in the world. The world, I'm telling you. That mission that I began a few episodes back is happening. Yeah, so I've been talking about publishing poetry on the podcast since like 2021, maybe before even. But I specifically in the Can You Eat Blood episode from Thanksgiving, in that episode I give a shout out to Joe, and he's like my lodestar. I'm copying Joe out of juvenile competitiveness. It says here in the right off the top of Can You Eat Blood, I'm talking about Joe. I say, Joe played guitar in my high school band, and now he's a published poet. So that's something I'm trying to emulate. Anyway, it's going to happen soon. Since we were all sitting around eating blood, that's when I decided. Yeah, glasses are dirty. So what do you got to say about it? What do you think about it? What are you going to do about it? Let's give some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to Marchand's Pet Rat. This dude is a hockey, what do they call it? A hockey S-poster, self-described. I'm a hockey S-poster. And he was diagnosed with MS, and he has to wear an eye patch. He's having trouble with his eye. And so me too, man. I'm having trouble with having dry eye, and so through all this health stuff. And so I was like, oh man, I started writing him. I was like, it's a long slog. You know, he kind of started posting about having MS and also about hockey. Cool to check out a weird culture of people on Twitter who kind of say meaningless, provocative things about hockey. Not hockey, but really close to hockey is Rocky. Shout outs to Rocky. That's boxing, different sport. Shout outs to cousin Eric and Tracy. We went to Sacramento on our vacation. We'll get into it. Want to give a shout out to Dax Pearson. Dax agreed to let me email him, and I'm kind of lagging on writing the questions. I've been listening to his newest record, which is on Dark Entries, and it's called Nerve Bumps, A Queer Divine Dissatisfaction. He's a disabled artist and musician, kind of like me. So I was like, oh, let me interview you. So coming, and he agreed. So coming up, I'll ask Dax about some of his story and what he's doing, find out what's up with him. Also, got to give a shout out to the Sandman. The Sandman had a music contribution. He sent me the Bandcamp for James Wavy. He's a San Francisco dude. I guess they added it on KFJC and Sandman's over there. He said, hey, we got this new one, check it out. It was pretty cool. I listened to it. I gave it a couple listens, but I need some more. James Wavy Snowy Beach is the name of the tape, and you can hear it on Bandcamp. You can buy the digital album. Pretty interesting stuff. He's a rapper, but more like experimental, pushing at the kind of preconceived boundaries of being a rapper. Cool and interesting. Maybe he could be a published poet. I think maybe he could pull it off. James Wavy Snowy Beach on Bandcamp. I'll put that link. So I had surgery 2 weeks ago now, and I had to go off coffee and ibuprofen. I was in a lot of pain prior to the surgery, and I doubled the dosage. I doubled my dosage of what I was taking, so it was like making me a zombie. It was pretty bad, and so then I just kind of cut out a quarter, so I was like at 175%. I was taking so many pills, I think, 3 times a day, 2 different medications, just a lot of it. And I was off coffee. I had to bring in the coffee. But so I reduced that double medication, and it returned me somewhat to the land of the living. It was pretty tough. I was always in my wheelchair, even in my house. I you know, when you stand up, you fire your different muscle groups. You know, your quads, your glutes, and your abs kind of stabilized your core. So when I was on so much nerve, the medication I was taking is like anti-epilepsy seizure medication, because I'm having nerve pain. So it would just like suppress my nerves and my brain, my central nervous system, everything suppressed. And so it was hard to make these muscle groups contract and work together. And I have weakness on my right side in my leg and my arm. So when I stood up, I was like so drugged out. I had to like pull myself up. Like even to get up from my desk chair, I had to use my arm, my left arm, to like pull myself up onto the desk and almost with my stomach on the desk. And then I got my cane. So it was like my arm was doing a lot of work that my right leg and my right glutes and quads and abs weren't firing. So I was falling really often. It was hard to get up. In the middle of all that, I was accepted on a piece of writing, and I signed it. For the first time, I had a signed agreement. And so That'll come about soon. But I did DocuSign. I was like, I'm going to publish this thing. It's official. So on the day when I would usually be recording 2 weeks ago, I had surgery, my third RF rhizotomy. In advance of surgery, I bought some tunes, some music. I had to like give myself a reason to live. I bought Drunken Love by Elvin Brandy and Lord Spikeheart. And that is a weird album. I like it. It reminds me of a band I was in college called Hammer and Throck with my buddy Anthony. And it's just like experimental, far out dance music. Kind of this stuff, you know, we don't compare to this nowadays. This is kid stuff. Elvin Brandy and Spikeheart. Elvin Brandy is from Wales. Nairobi rapper producer, Nairobi based rapper producer Lord Spikeheart. So they had some weird, pretty good music. I enjoy it. And then I got the Gom Trilogy by DJ Scribby, DJ Marillo, and DJ Scothin. So this is just some far out electronic music from Durban. Durban's highly influential Gom sound. Three separate artists from South Africa's fertile musical landscape. A fresh wave of Gom innovation. So I got some tunes, spontaneous musical invention that came out on Recital. And I'm a sucker for all the Recital records releases. They have books and like this is a double LP edition of 350, a 24-page booklet of libretto scores, program notes, introduction written by Alvin Lucier. So, got myself some tunes because I'm like, I'm going to come back from surgery. So, when I came back from surgery, I made a note. Back from surgery, and my face feels different. Talking and eating, and I'm sure other things that I'm not noticing are affected, but that's always true. It's a matter of deciding how I feel about the things that are different, but first I have to accept them. So my face felt numb, and it still feels numb. It feels different like every day. That's kind of the scary part because I'm like, okay, when is this numbness going to wear off and it's going to really hurt? That's kind of, I have to live there and be there. And, you know, this is my fifth time having surgery. So they drilled a hole in the back of my head and then had another surgery there. Then this one that I just had was the third time in through the front of my face. It's an RF rhizotomy, but instead of keeping me awake and like electrocuting my face, they put me under general anesthesia and made a lot of numbness. Like it's like when I'm in the shower and I lean my head back and look up, it's like I have half a head. I have half a mouth. I have one eye, one nostril. You know, it's like half a chin. So I'm like learning how to talk and have diction and you and say words like graduation and diction. They're hard words to say when you have just, I'm like kind of permanently at the dentist's office. But I think I hit on something in that note I made. It's a matter of deciding how I feel about the things that are different, and first I have to accept them. And I think I'm doing okay with that. You know, every time I trying to, this is the first time I'm trying to speak for an extended period of time. Thanks for tuning into What's the Matter with Me podcast. But I eat, you know, and eating was pretty hard to figure out at first. I was kind of chewing on my molars. It's still kind of, I'm learning every time. It's like, oh, I can eat like that. But I'm having, I'm not in pain. I'm having some very, like, almost like ants on the skin sensation. It's hard to, but it's not painful, and it's only intermittent. It only happens now and again. Something that I noticed is, and you know, it's not my first rodeo, so I've noticed your body, your brain has like a body size map in your head. And it recalculates it. It takes time to, like, if your mouth is numb, right when it becomes numb, it feels huge. And then it gets smaller and smaller. Your brain redraws the size map. And if you can only feel on one half of your mouth, well, then it draws in for your whole mouth. That one half, you know, so you're, it kind of changes sensation. So I had surgery, and then the next day I went on vacation. And it's like I said, they go in through the face, and then you wake up with a Band-Aid on. That's it. Nothing hurts. It was numb. So I went on vacation. So let's see, I had surgery. 4 days later, I had infusion where they give me my MS medication. And the day after that, it was Tuesday of spring break, we went on a family road trip. It was pretty cool. So the first night, we went to the Manteca water slides at the Great Wolf Lodge in Manteca, and it's like this child resort, and it's full of children screaming and splashing, and there's a water area, a whole water park area, and it's all inside. It seems unhealthy, but it's like there's water slides, so the kids were in. I was like, take me to the bar. But I was feeling a little bit better at that point. You know, I had had surgery. I was reducing medication. So that reducing both medications. So they had a place called the Watering Hole. And they served some, they had a whiskey sour. I had a whiskey sour there. The kids went all around going nuts. I went to the bed and slept. We got an ADA room. So it's like roll in shower. And how far is this place, Manteca, from where we live? That was part of this vacation idea. Things needed to be not too hard of travel, but I wanted to go on like a road trip with the kids and go to like a few different places, but I wanted to have it be accessible. So we were like, forget Airbnb and all that. We're going to use a hotel because there'll be ADA set up for the ADA. It's an hour and 45 minutes from here, about 60 miles due east. So we had breakfast here. We didn't stress too hard, but I was telling the kids, you know, get your teeth brushed because we got to go to the water park. So they had water park. They had a climbing, huge climbing structure. The kids loved that. I took pictures of them. I rolled around the thing in my wheelchair taking pictures of them as they got higher and higher. My wife did it. So the family's got guts. It was cool. They had a video arcade. They had some restaurant with locally sourced ingredients. I was like, no way. So a lot of it is they get you in the door and then they try and sell you like a $45 ribeye. And I was like, I'm not doing that. So we went to Mexican food in Manteca. And it was awesome. It's like you're on a road trip. They have Yelp in Manteca. The kids really loved it because it was this part of our vacation. The first night was really oriented, and the next beginning of the next day, really oriented for them. They have, you know, it's like in a nice resort, you think there's a store with fancy watches and handbags and stuff. But at this resort, there's a candy store with a whole wall of different jelly beans. So that's what's going on here. It's a kid resort. And it's like the Great Wolf Lodge is the chain. They have one in Arizona in Scottsdale. So, you know, from here, an hour and 45 minutes east. And then the next day we went to Sacramento. We stayed in at Embassy Suites Sacramento Riverfront Front Promenade close to Old Sac. You know I love Old Sac. So we were there for two nights. We went to the hotel bar. There was something wrong with the room. One of the ADA bars wasn't anchored into the wall. So like one of the first things I did was roll over there, try and get up on it and pull it all out the wall. And none of the screws were anchored. So I'm like, what's going on here? We called down at the desk and they had engineering crew go in there and fix it. It took a couple hours, but that's the kind of thing. Like, if that had happened at an Airbnb and stuff like that has happened to me at one of these kind of non-hotel type places, it can take a long time to get the concierge, to get the people together. And I have kids, so I can't really spend all that time doing it. So my cousin Eric and Tracy, they live in Sacramento. We met my cousin Eric in Lotus, California, and we went on a wheelchair accessible hike in the Dave Moore nature area. The hike down to the beach was wheelchair accessible. Cousin Eric told me we hit it. It's pretty sketchy. I'd like to get sketchy. This was pretty sketchy, but we could get all the way down to the beach where the American River waterfront was. And the kids enjoyed it. They have this rock formation there, the Mushroom Rock. And it's just a big old weird looking rock. You're like, what happened? Usually a rock is pretty solid, but something happened here. It was kind of an old trail with stone walls. Somebody laid stone walls to get it down to the beach, but there were big ruts and branches falling down. So it was kind of sketchy getting down there. Once we had figured it out, going back up was easier. On family vacations, I always find myself on these wheelchair accessible or these trails in my wheelchair, and the wheelchair is like sliding around in there because it's not quite graded. Something that was graded and overall safer because it was inside. We went to the Crocker Art Museum. That Crocker was the general counsel for the railroad, and he had this immense fortune and all these goods from all over the world, and his house was donated as an an art museum, as the art museum of Sacramento. They have the house, they built a modern wing addition, and so the old house is really ornate wood and tile floors and these treasures, and then the new part. So the house dates from 1872, and the new wing opened in 2010. They got Japanese ceramics in there, pre-Columbian sculpture, cool stuff. I like the museum. I have a good time there because I think it's kind of one of the more interesting architecturally art museums that I've been to in America, for sure. Painting by Hung Lu passed away. She was an instructor for my wife at Mills College. We went through the old house. They have these wonderful tiles on the floor in the entryway. Super impressive tile work. Wood, the doors, everything super ornate in the old house. We loved it. And then in the basement, there's a children's creativity area. You know, my kids had fun climbing all over it, different colored tape and stuff like that. Then we went back and watched Con Air, and my wife enjoyed Con Air. We watched a TV edit of Con Air. It was on like TNT or whatever, USA or something. And so we watched it in the hotel room because we were tired after they were the fish and chips at the Bonnie Lair and then the art museum. And we were just like, I don't want to go out. Like, so we just hung out in there and watched Con Air that we liked a lot. Just because it was like, oh, he's in this? Okay, the guy who wrote Con Air. Con Air was produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. It was written by Scott Rosenberg, who also wrote Jumanji. Came out in 97. Paul Meany, John Malkovich, Ving Rhames, Dave Chappelle is in it, Steve Buscemi, Danny Trejo, John Cusack, Nicolas Cage, Bill Cusack is also in it. All right, so it's got everybody and their brother, including John Cusack and his brother Bill Cusack. Check out Con Air. In a TV edit, it was actually pretty entertaining because all the gross parts were out. And since there were so many of them, it made the movie almost illegible, hard to understand. Then we went to the Capitol building. We saw some nice camellia trees. Just plenty of them. I photographed them because my mom didn't believe that trees could be, camellias could be trees. But in fact, we got pictures with the Arnold Schwarzenegger portrait. We went into the legislative chamber, looked around the chandeliers, the weird green carpet. There were a bunch of closed doors and probably stuff was going on behind them. And then we went to some Vietnamese food in Sacramento. They have plenty of awesome Vietnamese there. My wife got bong xiao, which is moon cake. It's like mung bean crepe that you eat it with lettuce and herbs. And I got a kind of banh mi, which is a sandwich. And usually, I thought it would be a sandwich. It was called banh mi, but it was kind of confusing. So I ordered it. And it turns out it was a loaf of bread like you would use for banh mi. They make a baguette that has rice flour in it. It's super light and crispy. So a whole baguette and then this cast iron skillet with some eggs in it, some a ball of like kind of liver or something, some ground meat, like the ingredient and some beef. It was like kind of the ingredients of a sandwich all being cooked in this cast iron skillet. And then I went in on that and kind of put stuff from the skillet in, broke off bits of bread and ate it like that. It was pretty good. They asked the guy at the end where I'd never seen it, and he said it was common street food in Vietnam. And in fact, that I'm going to go to this guy's record store. He's a friend of mine, Steve's record store. His wife is Vietnamese. He's been to Vietnam, and he was like, oh yeah, that's legit. They have that. So it was legit Vietnamese food. The place in Sacramento was called Saigon Oi, and that attracted me because of the punk nature. It's Saigon Oi. It was pretty good. Then we went, the next day we went to Susan City. My friend Steve has a record store there, so we went through there and checked it out, said what's up to Steve. Turns out Steve's moving to Davis, so maybe I can stop by and hang out with Steve next time we go on a family road trip, spring break road trip. Then we stayed at the Courtyard Marriott in Larkspur. And that's right at Larkspur Landing, right across the street from all these restaurants. We took the kids out to this place, Farm Shop. It's like an adult restaurant with a bar and everything, you know, fancy. And we ate there. Our table was at 8, but I feel like we were there until super late for those kids. I'm pretty amazed that they made it. They had some cheesy pasta and we had dessert, and they chose the pear sorbet, but they pronounced it wrong. And so we had a little sorbet. It's a French word. We had that, but it was so cool. The kids were out until 9:30 at dinner for an hour and a half. All adults around and older kids, and they really maintained, and they got the pear sorbet at the end, and it was good. There was a pool at the Courtyard in Larkspur. The kids loved that. Everywhere we went, the hotel in Sacramento, of course, at the water slides, and then at the hotel in Larkspur, the kids were in the pool. They rocked it. Then the next day we went to Sausalito and we had lunch at Skoma's, which is like right on the waterfront. We went shopping for games at a game store. Sausalito was cool. Cool cars driving around. It was fun. We found a parking space right there on the bridgeway. So parking wasn't hard, and you know, we had a good time walking around Sausalito. We got the ice cream. We took our picture out on the pier with San Francisco in the background. It was totally awesome. And then we came home. So that was last week. This week so far, the size map is just calculating changes in sensation. Yesterday I drove to Oakland by myself and I went to a couple of friends' houses and I did it all by myself. I was gone for maybe 3.5 hours. That doesn't seem like a big deal, but for me it was. It was the most I've been out, and I haven't hardly been out by myself at all for like 16 months. You know, after the surgery is like shaking out, I've been on a lot elevated levels of medication, certainly in the last month. I doubled it. But over the past 16 months, I've had some amount of pain and I've been managing it. So right now I'm reducing pills. So it's getting easier to walk. I can stand on my own 2 feet and in my brace and pick up my cane, and I can balance for kind of a while. And I'm going to have physical therapy in a couple of weeks, and I had my intake appointment before I had the surgery. She's going to be like, what happened to you? You couldn't even stand up. That's, you know, at the beginning, at the intake appointment, they're like, what do you want to work on? And I'm like, I want to stand up. I want to be able to get up after I've fallen. I still probably want to know how to get up after I've fallen, but I'm doing okay at standing up. She's going to be like, how are you even, you know, they were like, she was very insecure or unsure that I'd be able to walk myself at all anywhere. So I went to Oakland by myself. I walked in and out of my friends' houses. One of my friends has big stairs. The other one has less stairs, but no hand railing. So it's kind of sketchy, you know? So I wanted to experience that, and I did it. Just yesterday, we got the piano tune. So it was like ding, ding, ding. And now it's all in tune. It's not beating anymore. I want to play piano. You know, I play piano with one hand. So I kind of play the chords one way, and then I play them another way. And with only one hand. So I can't make chord substitutions with my right hand. So I can't really play in a jazz style. But I can kind of fiddle around, and it's a good thing. So, oh yeah, I'm a published poet. I was like, what am I forgetting? Writings by John Hoffman is live. That is my author website. In advance of the publication of this 50-word story I wrote about Cybertruck Dental, SDRL, I'm starting small. I'm starting with a 50-word story. So I made an author website, Writings by John Winfield Hoffman, totally uncensored and all the way live. So the writing stuff is at jwh.whatsthematterwithme.org. So I just kind of made a subdomain of this website. And next week, I should be a published author. I think that will happen. But that's something I've been working on. It's, I kind of want to say no more on that and say, let's hope it happens, right? I'll knock on wood for that. Thank you for tuning into the What's the Matter with Me podcast. I had surgery. I went on vacation. The Writings by John Hoffman site is live. Next time we talk, I bet I'll be a published author. Knock on wood. Thank you for tuning in. I'll check you next time.